What does poor and ineffective leadership look like, and what are the consequences of that? Poor leadership for me is when there are leaders who are out of touch with what is going on. They're back-to-back in meetings all the time. They're on their own little hamster wheel. They're stuck in their own bureaucratic cycles. They're not really testing whether they really need to be at the sessions that they're going to. And they've actually lost touch with what's going on. And they really don't know what's going on with teams. They visit teams and actually it's like more like a royal tour. That people might even be putting up posters before they arrive, metaphorically, because now we're in a distributed world. But they would be, people would be putting on a show that things are better than they are. And that's a real pity, because what we want is, regardless of your type of agility, we really are looking for improved transparency about what's really going on, what's frustrating people, what's slowing people down. And also this attitude that, you know, teams need to go faster. One of the things that is really damaging is measuring the speed of teams and over-optimizing on that. And I had a company last year that claimed that they doubled their velocity in the year when I looked at their flow, actually. Yeah, their story points doubled. They were using a thing called story points, a kind of an arbitrary measure, which I don't recommend. I wrote an article on InfoQ about that. But actually, when I looked at how many items they were delivering, how many valuable items they were delivering, something that couldn't be gamed the way I measured it, the throughput actually halved. So the performance, they were overestimating the performance by 4/10 because they were measuring the wrong thing. And measurement is really, really difficult, but you need to look at the countermeasures and around your measures as well and see what that's driving, what kind of behaviors that's driving. So I've got this piece of work here. Is this a small or a medium? Well, it'll be measured on the velocity. So I might even call it a large, might even call it extra large. That's what happens when you measure the wrong things. When you're not really that connected to what's going on and you don't really understand what's going on the ground, really, that's when you start losing the plot. And the consequences of that are people who really care about the change that you maybe want, and the people who actually are very enthusiastic about the change and really have a lot of curiosity, they really want to do it. After about 18 months, they give up. And you might say, well, we evolve and we'll change 1 inch at a time. And then it's like, I'm switching my metrics now, but they're going 1 millimeter at a time. Actually, executives need to change the fastest of anybody in the organization. And so while you dilly-dally around, you know, not really measuring the wrong things, behaving the wrong way, not clued in with what's going on, your organization is imploding underneath you. You'll get away with milking the cow for a while, but you'll be found out. You need to get with the work, go see what's really happening. We visit the team so often that it's almost like you're annoying them. And they've no choice but to be honest with you about what's going on, because you're there so often. They can't hide that stuff forever, the stuff that they're frustrated with. It will eventually come out if you visit them often enough. And visit your customers. And not just one customer thinking, hey, I'm an agile leader and I met a customer today. Meet loads of customers. Go around all the regions. Check out what's really happening and find out what's frustrating your customers. I love what Matt Selby said to me when I interviewed him on the Agility podcast recently. He said, you know, we can all be great at defending why customers gave us bad reviews, but how about trying to find a way to improve how your customers perceive your business? I mean, it doesn't matter if a customer visits your restaurant, for example, you've got a big restaurant chain, and some auditor came in and found a dirty toilet. It doesn't matter that you defend that it was clean just beforehand. The auditor found a dirty toilet. And so these things are happening to your customers, and we shouldn't be defending, oh, that was a cranky customer, blah, blah, blah. No, if we want to really generate lots of value for our customers, we need to care about our customers and what they want. And we need to be listening and acting on the feedback that we get from customers. So instead of looking at those pretty net promoter scores, go out and meet customers, meet teams, find out what's going on.